This interview highlight package is brought to you by Sowetan Live.
You know, I haven't been able to consult with the the senior management, so I'll have to make that determination once I've had an opportunity to do that.
Mm.
And I'm only appointed with effect from the 1st of August, as I understand it. So I will do that. I'm thinking carefully already about what challenges lie before me, and as I say, I intend to tackle them with vigor. My experience has been that the policing challenges are very serious, they're systemic, but we also have a police service, and there are many police officers at all levels who are committed to the project of improving the safety of the country. And I'll be working with people then that I can respect and confidence in. I'm up for the challenge. I can't say that I know that it's going to have a huge kind of impact on my life in terms of what's expected of me, but I'm not thinking about the difficulties. I'm not thinking about problems. I'm thinking about what needs to be done. I didn't have a detailed discussion with the president. I was called, shortly before he made the announcement. Apparently, they were trying to get hold of me. But so I spoke with the president about an hour before
this
was announced. Yes. My phone was charging somewhere in the house, so I didn't... I heard the phone ringing, but I didn't respond. And then eventually they got hold of me. They called my brother, they called my wife, and eventually they got hold of me. I wasn't expecting to be appointed.
Yeah.
I was, of course, very concerned about the situation, reading the media and so forth. And then suddenly I got this call. And I didn't have to think about it.
Yeah.
But yes, immediately, because I would never shirk responsibility.
For more, head on over to iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at Sowetan Live.